Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keefe, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Any good baseball nicknames or Roman Anthony nicknames here, Keefe?
Yeah, I like Roman Noodles. Pretty good.
Wiener Roman?
No.
How about Grown Man Manthony?
So I think he's close enough to having a cool enough name on his own where he actually doesn't require a nickname. Roman Anthony's a good name. There's not a lot of Roman Anthonys.
Well, it's no Anthony Anthony.
No, it's
but
not.
It's a pretty good, just a pretty good name on its own. Right, like some players
it's
are just
quick
their,
and snappy. It's
their own name.
Yeah.
Roman.
Paul Skeens.
Marcelo.
Yeah, Marcelo's a great name.
Like those are
you don't
pretty,
need something to dress it up.
Pretty unique names where you may not need a nickname.
Yeah.
And yet, we're still going to try.
Oh, we'll get there.
Here on Jones and Keefe. All right, would you rather? What do we have for some would you rathers?
First one up, would you rather date Roman's mom or sister? Just kidding. Would you rather have the Patriots wide receivers or the Bills wide receivers?
Okay.
All right, so before you answer, Jones, we know the Patriots receivers. The Bills receivers are Keon Coleman, Josh Palmer, Khalil Shakir, Curtis Samuel, Elijah Moore, Laviska Shenault, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's not a very good group.
No, I like Shakir, and I was a believer in Keon Coleman in the pre-draft process.
Yeah,
I liked him a lot a year ago. Yeah, kind of all over the map as a rookie. That's a bad room, though. And you got to take the quarterback out of it. Like, we're not asking you which room is going to be more productive because one has Josh Allen throwing to them and the other doesn't. I would usually skew towards I want the potential of an alpha, and Diggs is a potential alpha. So I would actually take the Patriots receiver.
So would I.
That's crazy.
I was looking at it, but this all hinges on Diggs. Like our argument before about like, is he available? What's going to happen with him? If he's off, then no. Like it is the Bills. But the Bills is pretty underwhelming. But I look at this still where like Josh Allen is one of the few quarterbacks in the league that is probably wide receiver proof. You know, like you can put him anywhere and he'd be good. Like
Mahomes
anywhere.
Allen.
Burrow, I mean, it's hard to say because Burrow's had two studs with him, so we don't know.
You definitely don't know that about
Burrow.
You
have no idea.
Lamar?
Maybe Lamar. Yeah.
Lamar's kind of receiver-proof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, and Josh Allen, though, did need Diggs to sort of take himself to the next level, but then Diggs left, and he's still really, really good. But, yeah, I'm very underwhelmed by that group, and that's why I remember the Bills radio show that we played were going on and on about how they didn't draft a wideout, and then the GM went on their show, and it was, like, yelling at him.
Like, ripped him right away, yeah. Yeah, he's like, oh, you guys, I remember when you guys didn't like Josh Allen.
But those, right, like, you're like, okay, but right, this receiver group stinks.
Yeah.
The receiver group is bad. Like, this, it goes to show, and maybe this was your point a lot last year, why Josh Allen really was the MVP of the league, is he didn't have a lot of great players on offense with him.
He had nothing.
Yeah.
And in fairness, as we just said, I don't think Lamar had a ton either.
No.
But he probably has more than
Josh
Allen.
Zay Flowers is better than anything they had. Even Rashad Bateman is probably as good as anything.
Yeah, their tight ends are good.
Yeah.
But they don't have an alpha.
Derrick Henry?
Steph Diggs, well, that's true. Steph Diggs has the potential to be an alpha. I'm not saying he will be, but that's in the range of outcomes. Khalil Shakir will never be. I like him. Nice receiver. Maybe Keon Coleman could be that. Maybe. But yeah, I would actually, believe it or not, take the Patriots receiver room, which really says more about the Bills.
It does.
Receiver room than the Bats, yeah. What else, Billy?
Would you rather be the Tampa Bay Rays or the Tampa Bay Devil Rays?
I mean, not even a question.
Devil Rays. Yeah. It's so dumb that they dropped it. The Devil Rays had a better logo and Hail Satan. So you have that part of it, too. But Devil Rays is just a cooler nickname all around.
Rays, right. Plus, they had better players when they were the Devil Rays.
This is
your
true.
Your Boggses, your McGriffs, your Canseco.
Your Greg Vaughn.
They had the market cornered. They were like Ben Greaves. Patriots signing people.
Vinny Castilla.
Right before they retired. The Patriots were real good at that for a while. Like, getting future Hall of Famers right before they hung them up.
Yes!
John Lynch and Fred Taylor and... Yeah.
Reggie Wayne.
Thank you. Reggie Wayne, good one. Like
Torrey Holt.
They were quite good at that, right? The Rays were kind of like that.
But the Mets were also really very much like that.
Mm. They would do it. But
Devil Rays, though, awesome uniform, better name. Was there a lot of public pressure to be like...
I think they were like, guys, this is kind of...
Okay, but Washington Bullets...
Scary.
I think it was stupid the Washington Bullets got rid of their name.
That uniform was awesome.
But I at least get that one.
Yeah.
The Devil... People were freaking out about calling it a Devil. That's the name of the animal.
The Bullets changed their name, and they still brought Gunson into the locker room.
Good point.
Ironic. They were with the Wizards then.
Ironically. Well, it's probably... You know,
the Wizards.
Just like a subtle inference there that made that happen, I would imagine.
Devil Rays, they should probably just go back to.
A Devil Ray is the name of a real Ray, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. So, like, what
they got him in the outfield.
What's the
swimming
problem?
Around?
What's the problem
well,
with
there
that?
Is one Devil team, so just throw it on the name on there again.
Yeah, the New Jersey Devils didn't change the name of their team.
Yeah, right. That's way good. Great point. That's way more.
That's also a famous cryptid.
I wouldn't change that either, but, like, talk about being more offensive.
And Duke's still the Blue Devils.
Mm.
So. I know there's a lot of PC police out there that don't like some of these names.
I don't
you
get
think
it.
Of all the ones to you know not have to get canceled would have been the Devil Rays.
Devil Rays. And bring back those colors.
What about Stingrays? Would you rather them be the Stingrays?
Than just the Rays?
Tampa Bay Stingrays.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. You could do better than the Rays.
Just
for
Rays?
Sure. Yeah.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Say it again.
Could be the sun. Could be the sun. Could be the animal.
That's true.
Options.
I don't like the sun.
Sun Rays.
Yeah. Did you say everybody loves Raymond? Is that what
everybody
you
loves Raymond. The Rays.
The Ray Romano's.
The
Everybody Loves Rays.
Not Rushmore, your Rays.
Too tough.
Ray Langford.
Ray Langford for sure on there.
X-rays.
X-rays.
Like getting an X-ray?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we're spitballing. We're not finalizing.
Ray Parker Jr.
Ray Parker Jr. from Ghostbusters. Fame would have to be on there. Ray
Romano.
Ray Romano. Probably.
Ray Licata.
Ray Licata.
Ray Licata.
Who's Ray Licata?
Who's Ray Licata?
Oh, Ray. Oh. Ray Liotta. Leota, rather. Courtney's.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Courtney's faux pas. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Sal Licata.
Throw him in there, too.
Okay.
Impromptu Ray Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Would you rather have...
More sad news. Ray Licata.
Ray Charles.
Ray Charles.
Right, get
scrap it. Yeah, so Ray Charles.
Okay, first face.
Uh-huh. Ray Charles, Ray Liotta. Uh-huh. Ray Romano.
Licata. Yeah.
And Ray Langford.
Okay, perfect. All right, we got it. What's next?
Would you rather have a dude's weekend in Indianapolis or Oklahoma City or Cleveland?
Listen, let me make my case for Cleveland. Okay. I just got back from Cleveland and I had a blast.
How many of these have you been to?
None. Oh, Cleveland.
I was going to say at least one.
You lied to us.
I know you've been to one.
I've never been to Indianapolis.
I've also only been to Cleveland.
I've never been to Oklahoma City. They don't sound great to me, but again, don't judge a book by its cover. Maybe people would say the same thing about Cleveland.
People do like Indianapolis.
They do?
Yeah.
What do you do in Indianapolis?
People, when they go there for the combine, they go to the St. Elmo's Steakhouse or whatever. People rave about that.
I think there's steaks everywhere.
People like it for the Final Four, too.
Okay.
So I'm just telling, when people go there.
All right, but that's two specific things. So if I went there.
When overweight media members go there, they like to go eat in Indianapolis is the vibe that I
got
get.
Got it. But if there wasn't a combine or there wasn't the Final Four, are you still going there? Because, like,
if there's not a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or a Pro Football Hall of Fame, are you going to Cleveland?
Yeah, but the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is there 365 days of the year.
Yep.
The Combine's there for four.
Right.
So I'm saying, like, if you went now to Indianapolis, you're not going to the Combine or the Final Four. If you go to Cleveland right now, you can go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Sure.
You go to a Guardians game 6 months of the year. You could go drive an hour and go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
You go to a Colts game or a Pacers game. I mean, like, there's professional sports going on in Indianapolis.
With $2 beers?
I don't know. That I don't
there
know.
In Cleveland.
I've never been to Naptown, as they call it. I've never been.
Yeah.
Never been to OKC.
I'm throwing my hat into the Cleveland ring. I'd say Cleveland.
I've been to Cleveland, yeah. So I would
Terp
like to
says St. Elmo's sucks. He's saying that on wow. Twitch right now. He hates Indianapolis. Look, he's fired up about Indianapolis.
Wow.
I've never seen Terp so
Indy
fired up.
Blows.
He hates it.
St. Elmo. Well, I saw him pretty fired up when he was posting those Lee Anthony pictures earlier.
Well.
But St. Elmo's Indy blows
he doesn't
and
like
St.
Indy.
Elmo's sucks.
And then Oklahoma
wow.
City, what do you do?
Okay, so Oklahoma City I don't want to go to.
Yeah, I don't
think I've been
so.
To Cleveland, so I think by default I would pick Indy.
Cleveland.
No, I would pick Indy.
Okay.
How much are your beers, Indy?
Let me know. That's important. That's a big time question.
What if I told you they were dollar beers?
I'd pick Indy.
Okay.
Good to know. You've swayed me.
What else?
Would you rather go to the zoo or the aquarium?
So part of me feels like all those animals are sad at both. Like they kind of are like a little depressed. They'd rather be in the wild. I know there is some rehabilitation going on, which is a nice thing.
Yeah, but I want to see them.
I know, but I feel like caged zoo animals. Sadder than caged, tanked.
Well, fish are notoriously stupid animals.
So they don't
really know much. They don't really know what's going on.
I'll take the
them.
Aquarium. I like the aquarium. I like the Boston Aquarium. You walk in, the penguins greet you. That's always a blast. It puts a smile on your face. Then you go and you see the big tank in the middle. You got the turtle on top. You got the sharks swimming around. You got to keep your eyes peeled for the eel, who always kind of scares me. But a lot of good stuff at an aquarium. I think I'm maybe more intrigued by some of the underwater creatures.
Have you been to the Atlanta Aquarium?
I have. Family,
so that's an incredible aquarium.
The Atlanta Aquarium is awesome.
Not to brag, I've been there.
Good for you.
Monterey Bay Aquarium.
No.
So great aquarium.
Also good.
But what you need is something that Boston kind of has but doesn't really have, like where you get like the sea lions and stuff.
Yeah.
You need like your otters and like you're out
an
of.
Otter?
Yeah, you need like you're out of.
You can find an otter in like the woods in New Hampshire.
Yeah, but you need your out of ocean animals mixed in there as well.
Is that okay. What the zoo's for?
Now you're in the zoo territory.
My answer is zoo.
What about a terrarium?
My answer is zoo. I'd rather go to the zoo.
You'd rather go to the zoo?
I would rather go to the
animals
zoo.
Animals are miserable.
Although, again, maybe I've been
to more
of these.
Snakes there, so Keith hates
them. Oh, I'm out of that.
Is that the real answer?
They usually have like a snake. No,
there's snakes at the New England Aquarium. There's a giant anaconda.
No, there isn't.
There is.
Wait, the New England Aquarium?
Yeah, well, the Boston Aquarium. I think it's
official. There's an anaconda in the Boston
yes.
Aquarium?
1,000%. Yes.
No way.
Unless
I've been there several times.
Unless it died in the last 2 years since I took Lucas.
Fingers crossed.
No, I didn't see it a couple weeks ago.
No?
I didn't see it. I might have missed it, but
wow.
I didn't see it.
Somebody, it's hard to miss an anaconda.
True. Hey, no, I know what you're saying.
I'm going to have to. When I see an anaconda, I don't forget one. But I'm
pythons, rattlesnakes, cobras, black mambas.
Let me text some sources on this.
Yeah, figure that out a little bit for me.
I think I have one strong source on this, actually. Let me text. Is the anaconda still living?
She came to this Mexican restaurant for a margarita, and instead she left with a side of snake.
No, play my favorite. Play my favorite.
Which one? I don't know.
Girl?
Several patients have brought live and dead snakes into the emergency department this year alone.
It's snakes out there this big.
I'm in a different folder.
That's a good one, though.
But, yeah, they usually, at some of the zoos
Girl,
I've been
to, they would have been taking me to the king.
No, that's the one. That's Keith when he sees the anaconda at the Boston Aquarium.
No, but I've been to, I forget which zoo it was. They had, like, basically, like, a whole, like, outside, like, building that was just snakes and like terrifying things.
Oh, in like their own area.
Yeah, like you had to specifically go into another building. So
you want
like,
the snakes segregated off is what you want.
Yeah.
You want them in their own area.
I'm not in there for
okay.
that.
All right, fine.
I'll go over here and look for like the zebras.
I'm gonna get answers on this.
Or the llamas.
Meanwhile, big miss in the Ray Mount
oh,
Rushmore.
Oh, damn it.
Sugar Ray.
I think you said Ray Finkel.
Oh, Ray Finkel's a good one. I didn't
Shine
even see that
texted
one.
Me. He said Ray Bans.
Ray Bans.
Oh, Ray Bans.
Nice.
I like that.
No, Ray Mount Rushmore.
Ray Finkel should be in there.
I'm not talking like Sugar Ray Leonard.
No, the band.
I'm talking the band, Sugar Ray.
Yeah. Who were like a hardcore band, didn't make it, and then they pivoted to just soft pop.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, they toured with like
they said they want
Limp Bizkit and stuff. Like they were like
they want to win over the Joneses of the world, so they switched.
We have to go way off the gas, guys. Yeah. We're gonna have to really soften our sound.
Yeah. You know 311. Let's get closer to that.
Can we do that? Can we get on MTV a little bit more? Stop screaming into the microphone.
All right, Sugar Ray, Ray Bans, Ray Finkel.
I think we kind of did it.
We got to fine tune this.
Yep.
That's some Would You Rathers.
We don't need to see the snake.
Not to be confused
Agreed.
With the Mount Rushmore Monday. It's a Would You Rather Wednesday here on Jones and Keith. Let's get to the Bruins. Are Marco Sturm and Don Sweeney on the same page? Certainly didn't sound that way. We'll get to it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.